from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The leaders of Germany and France are due in Moscow Friday to present a new peace proposal aimed at ending an upsurge in fighting in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande will present the proposal to Russian President Vladimir Putin. It comes a day after meeting in Kiev with Ukraine's Western-backed President Petro Poroshenko. Ahead of Friday's meeting, Ms. Merkel said the initiative that she and Mr. Hollande are presenting in Moscow is aimed at defending European peace. She said the two leaders are doing everything in their power to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. China is opposed to foreign countries receiving the Dalai Lama, according to a government spokesman Friday, a day after the Tibetan spiritual leader attended the annual national prayer breakfast in Washington. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Han Lei told reporters in Beijing that the Dalai Lama was a political exile who has long been engaged in anti-China separatist activities. U.S. President Barack Obama did not meet directly with the Dalai Lama Thursday. However, he did praise him as a man of compassion.
I want to offer a special welcome to a good friend, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, who is a powerful example of what it means to practice compassion and who inspires us to speak up for the freedom and dignity of all human beings.
Jordan says recent airstrikes against Islamic State targets are only the beginning of its retaliation for the gruesome murder of a Jordanian military pilot captured in Syria in December. Jordanian warplanes launched dozens of airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq Thursday after King Abdullah vowed an earth-shaking response to the killing. VOA News. U.S. investigators are trying to determine the cause of a massive cyber attack on the second largest health insurer in the United States, with suspicions pointing to China as a source of the hacking. The company Anthem disclosed this week that hackers had penetrated its database of some 80 million records of employees and current and former customers. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said Friday that such speculation is groundless. He says on the issue of cybersecurity, when looking at U.S.-related cyber attacks, people should not have an unwarranted attitude and make groundless accusations against China. The feature of cyber attacks is that very difficult to trace to their sources. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is probing the cause of the cyber attack, which Anthem said it first discovered last month. The two turboprop engines of a Trans-Asia plane that crashed in Taiwan Wednesday, killing at least 35 people, failed to provide enough thrust to lift the aircraft, according to investigators Friday. Officials from the Taiwan Aviation Safety Council told a news conference that voice and data recorders revealed that the right engine failed 37 seconds after takeoff. The officials went on to say that the plane crashed before the pilots could restart the engines, and according to air traffic controllers' recording, indicating that the pilot's last words before the plane went down were, "Mayday, mayday, engine flame out." The World Health Organization warns the window for controlling the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is narrowing. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Special envoy of the UN Secretary General David Nabarro urges people not to let down their guard and become complacent. Though cases of Ebola are declining, he says a great deal of hard work remains to get to zero cases and zero transmission. Dr. Nabarro says the United Nations needs $1 billion to finish the job, and it needs it now.
I think that's our anxiety, is trying to get the resources in as quickly as possible.
The senior Ebola experts are urging people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to remain vigilant and not to revert to behaviors that can spread the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott said Friday he will fight a vote by his Liberal Party next week to remove him from office. He told a news conference that two members of his party had called for the vote to remove him and his party deputy, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. However, he said he would fight Tuesday's vote because his two colleagues were asking the party to vote out people that were elected. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.